Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, we are here back again talking about the AI and what are the challenges or benefits it brings up with it and how it is connected with the Islamic upbringing of children. Well, Professor, how we can ensure that children's privacy and safety are protected when they interact with AI technologies? Like, what measures can be taken to prevent the misuse of children's data by AI systems?
Yes, one of the pitfalls and downsides of this technological advancement today, that even this phone, Android phone that we have in our hands, it can become a listening gadget and
right.
device.
Right.
So every technological gadget which is out there has this potential risk associated with it. So we need to be very careful ourselves and make our children also realize the fact that if we're going to divulge any secrets of ourselves, whether even while we're speaking out to others, talking to others, whether recording our voices ourselves.
Right.
Or pictures or whatever, anything which is going to reveal something, some private aspect of our lives.
Right.
And we don't want that to be
misused.
We should be very careful about that. And we should understand that Facebook and all these programs that are, these platforms that are there out there, Certainly. I mean, today, the number of people associated with Facebook,
right,
or Twitter, or maybe WhatsApp, or, runs into millions and millions and millions of people.
Right.
I mean, the community. Maybe some countries put together, tens of countries put together, may not be able to account for this large number of population.
Right.
So Facebook and all such platforms, they have a huge database.
Right.
And this huge database is required by those agencies who are looking to rule the world. They need this data.
Right.
And Facebook and these people, how are they making their money?
Right.
Do we think they're making money just through the ads they're putting on there? No. The data which they have, they're selling it off to these powers to be. And the data is analyzed using, I mean, they're looking for, maybe in their words, they're looking for terrorists.
All right.
But for us, many of those whom they consider to be terrorists, they are resistance fighters.
True.
They are looking for freedom.
Right.
But through this database they can acquire, they can, you know, and through using machine and the learning and artificial intelligence,
right,
they can understand what type of people, where in which localities are employing such language or such photographs, and they can hone in into those people whom they need to, for them they are sensitive.
Right.
Maybe we're doing very simple issues, talking about very simple issues, but for them, we are terrorists.
Right. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Said Salman Akawi. And Professor is saying that the data that we provide on our devices, gadgets, or the social media platforms remains like a digital footprint, which could be misused by AI or even the people behind the AI. And the professor is saying that we as parents got to be very careful and informative about all this. And that's how we should be sharing the data or make sure our children share that kind of data on these platforms.
So any sort of data, any information that is put into this the data, it becomes a potential hazard. So we must be very careful what we put there, what we say on it. Even when it's very much recommended that if you're talking, attending a gathering, and you're discussing not even sensitive issues, even casually, even
right.
then, apart from the fact that you need to resist the temptation to be fubbing, as it is called.
Right.
And that is, apart from talking to your host, maybe, or talking to your guest, you're looking at your phone. So that's something, that's a separate thing.
Okay.
But even keeping your Android set or your iPhone outside of that area
right.
is recommended. So these gadgets do not catch what you're saying.
Your conversation,
even casual conversation. So
parents got to be teaching that to their children.
We need to be teaching ourselves and our children that be careful about these gadgets.
So today, the world, the way it's changing.
If you turn it off, even if you turn off the device, it's still
recommended to keep it out of that area. So the world is changing at a very, very fast pace. The moment that parents are learning something new, how to deal with this particular thing, at the same time, they should be guiding their children about that. That's what you are saying.
Yes, exactly. So for every, again, I emphasize, technology in itself may not be evil or bad, or even it may not be good.
Right.
It's the usage of it. Again, sometimes technology is made for an evil intention, but it can still be employed for a better world.
Right, exactly.
It's the usage which makes it hazardous, good or bad. So we need to understand the hazards of any technology. And for that, it requires a lot of reading, understanding, and discussing with our children. Our discussions with our children would be, one aspect should be about knowing what's happening in the world, discussing.
Right.
As the Holy Prophet says, that any person who wakes up in the morning and does not take care of what's happening in the world,
is not aware of what's around him.
Around him and what's happening to Muslims. He's not from amongst us.
Right.
So we need to create this and this
stay updated and keep our children updated.
And the challenges and the hazards and the what are opposing forces are thinking of.
Right.
We can't take these things very simply.
Right. So let's take a sip of water and let's the audience to relax a little. We'll be back in a while and discuss more on this topic. So stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali عليه السلام said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Syed Salman Al-Kahfi, and we're discussing the things that parents should be taking care of while they are dealing with the AI themselves as parents and also their children. So, Professor, what we conclude so far is that the world that is changing at such a fast pace that we can't even imagine. The new things that are coming up, first of all, parents got to be getting educated about them. And at the same time, they got to be informing their children about the not only the benefits, but also the dark side that this tech brings with itself. Well, you know, there are some parents in some of the countries, like in some traditional cultures, where a child will come up with the gadget or the AI bot, for example, and will ask the parents, see, like, I do have this particular thing and I'm using this particular thing. Or maybe a sibling will make a parent aware, and the parent is like, well, I'm not from this generation and I'm not pretty much aware of this tech. What is your message for such parents and such siblings?
So basically, again, children, they should become aware of what's happening around them. That's important, that they know what their children, as we talk about the importance of knowing what type of friends our child has.
Right.
A parent should be careful about that. He should be monitoring that, or she should be monitoring that. Not that he or she should be imposing upon them, but somehow in a way that it's not observable, or and the child does not become sensitive.
What do you say about the parents who say, like, I'm not interested in knowing about this particular thing?
They need to know.
Do you mean to say that they should know, or it's mandatory for them to know, or it's okay they don't know?
They should know what's happening. As I've been saying, the Imam Ali alayhi salam said that you should train your children and educate your children for the future. So if you want to train them and bring them up for the sake of the future, then you should be knowing what's going to happen.
Learn yourself.
You should again learn for yourself that what's going to happen and the hazards. And if you can't do it yourself, then at least you should employ the services of a person who can do that. If for example, you can't do it, you don't have time to do it, or you don't have enough knowledge yourself, you're not educated or literate in that, then you should be at least careful by employing the services of a person who can help you in that.
Right.
And take upon this role of yours as instead of you, and become their mentor and make them, without making them sensitive about it, make them feel that we
kind
are
of
concerned.
Diverted.
We're concerned,
right?
And that we need to protect you and safeguard you, and your child should realize that whatever is being said is for their benefit.
Right.
And a grown-up person, because of the experience he has, because of the various problems that an elderly person has faced and knows how to get about them, the child should also accept.
Right.
So this depends upon how you can deal in a friendly way with your children.
Right. Well, there's a lot more to talk about this topic, and inshallah we'll do that in the upcoming session. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and providing us those details and those important things that parents should be taking care of while they're dealing with the AI themselves or even their children. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to listeners who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.